issue this since January 5th. Since January 5th, we have been building something very sacred. And I just like to say 60 minutes that has been poured out before the Lord and consistently and faithfully and intentionally. You know, it may feel like just a few minutes, right? But what may be just an hour, if you will, in the natural has been what I would call a cumulative altar in the realm of the spirit. And so for nearly, 2 months now, we've shown up persistently, and that persistence really, really matters to God. You know, we look at the model of Jesus when it comes to prayer. He often withdrew to pray in watches and in rhythms. And it was a model for us that consistency in communion really does produce. What does it produce? It produces clarity. It produces power. It produces alignment. And what we're doing now, it's not just routine, but it is formation, because we're being shaped as we seek God. And so we want to thank God for Apostle Ava, who has heard God and led this charge without wavering and boldly and consistently. This morning, we won't enter in casually, as we have not done any morning we've entered, but we will enter with gratitude for the grace of God has sustained us since January 5th. And as we enter this morning, I want us to enter with expectancy for what God continues to build in us and through us. And we enter in with reverence, and we enter in understanding that every moment that we surrender to him, it will multiply beyond what we can see in the natural. So let's posture our hearts now with a teachable spirit, with sensitivity and prayer, with unification and purpose, and we will continue in this initiative, this sacred initiative together. I want to just, before I pray, release what the Lord has said to me last night. I got up from a nap. I wasn't feeling the best in my body, and if you can hear, I have a little congestion in my sinuses here. But I heard it's clear as day, to whom much is given, much is required. To whom much is given, much is required. And I do know sometimes when we hear from God randomly like that, sometimes it could be for us, sometimes it could be for others, sometimes it could be for everyone inclusive. But I heard, to whom much is given, much is required. And I went to the passage of Scripture of Luke 12 and 48 where it says, but he that knew not and did commit things worthy of stripes shall be beaten with few stripes. For unto whomsoever much is given, of him shall be much required. And to whom men have committed much, of him they will ask the more. That is Luke 12 and 48. And as I meditated on that, I realized that this isn't a threat to us. I think sometimes when we quote this passage in most passages of Scripture, we try to beat it in people, beat it in ourselves even, and we try to use it as a weapon in the wrong way. But it's not a threat. It's a summons from God. And the Lord released unto me and said, what has been given to you is not accidental. What has been given to us is not accidental. It is not just for your comfort. This is grace. This is insight. It's for opportunity. It's for resilience. It's for favor. It's for influence. And these things were placed in your hands because heaven trusts you. And so the demand that you feel right now, the Lord says, it isn't pressure from God. What it is, here's this word again, it's alignment. Excuse me, it's alignment. You're sensing that a season of containment is ending. That's why you feel out of sorts. That's why you feel a little frustrated. That's why you feel like, what's next now? That season of containment is ending, okay? But there is a season of release that is beginning. So there's a stirring in you that says, you've learned enough, you've healed enough, you've been prepared enough, you have done all of these things in solitude or in seclusion for a long time now. Now it's time to steward what you've captured in your quiet time. So what once sustained you privately is meant to flow outwardly, okay? Whether through service, whether through leadership, whether through intercession, whether through teaching, generosity, obedience, what once sustained you in private is now meant and time to flow out. So here's some prophetic direction, and we're going to pray. Number one, you've got to shift from accumulation to distribution, the Lord says. Because you yourself are a distribution center, okay? You've got to shift from accumulation to distribution. Don't ask anymore, what else do I need? But now what you need to ask in this season is, who needs what I already carry? Because heaven has measured maturity in you by what you pour out, not what you store up so much, that is. Okay, so you got to shift from accumulation to distribution. Number two, we've got to take responsibility without striving, the Lord says, because God is not asking you to perform. In fact, he's the performer. And we've already learned now there's nothing wrong with performance. There is an element of performance that we will initiate and we will pursue in ministry and in the kingdom of God. But in this, we've got to take responsibility without striving. So he's not asking you to perform in this. What he's asking you is to own what he's entrusted to you. Step into responsibility with humility, not fear, okay? Because the grace of God remains sufficient. Number three, let obedience become specific. Okay, this is where we get to distinguish the difference between accurate and precision. Let obedience become specific. Because in this next shift, general faith will no longer satisfy you. This is a season for a clear yes and a decisive no. So you got to pay attention to what keeps surfacing in prayer. Because it's likely your assignment. If it keeps coming up, more than likely it's your assignment. If it keeps surfacing, more than likely it's your mandate, it's your burden, it's your metron. Become very specific when you say yes to God and no to the enemy. All right? And number four, you got to expect accountability and favor with it. You got to expect accountability. Because with increased requirement comes increased backing. Heaven's got your back. You won't be sent out with provision. You won't be sent out with equipment. You won't be sent out without equipment, that is. You won't be sent out without provision. You won't be sent out without intel and knowledge and revelation. You won't be asked without authority. Heaven is backing you up, so you got to expect accountability. You got to expect it. You're not being punished by responsibility, the Lord says, but God is saying that you are being promoted by trust, and what you carry is needed now. And the question heaven is asking right now isn't, can you do more, but will you be faithful with what's already in your hands? Okay, if you want, you can release to heaven now what area of your life feels most required, or ask heaven rather what area in your life right now feels most required, because some of you are carrying multiple things and you don't know where to start. Okay, is it the calling? Is it the leadership? Is it the finances? Is it your relationships? Is it ministry? Is it your commission? Is it obedience? What can heaven do for you? How can heaven help you discern more specifically? How can heaven give you more or specific direction for what God is requiring of you in this season? Because to whom much is given, much is required. Let's pray. Father, we come before you, and we don't come as beggars, Father, but we come as sons. We come as daughters. We don't come timid, but we come reverent. We don't come casual, but we come consecrated. And we say, you are the God who gives much, and you are righteous in all you require. And Father, we declare that you are holy in your generosity, and you are faithful in your expectations, and you are the giver of breath. You are the giver of vision. You are the giver of authority. You are the giver of grace. We call your name this morning. We call on your name. We call on your name. We understand that the name of the Lord, hallelujah, is a strong tower, and the righteous run therein, and they are safe. So we call on your name, Father, because we understand that it is in your name that is going to carry us through what you have required of us in this next season. You are El Elyon, Father, the Most High God. We declare that there is no rival with you. There is no equal with you. You are El Roy, Father. You're the God who sees. Hallelujah. Nothing entrusted to us escapes your eye. In the name of Jesus, you are Jehovah Jireh. You are the one who supplies not just resources, Father, but you also reply responsibility and supply responsibility. In the name of the Lord Jesus, you are the Lord of the harvest, Father. You do not misplace seed, Father. Hallelujah. And so we exalt you this morning. Hallelujah. Above all fear, we exalt you above hesitation. We exalt you above every false narrative that says we are not qualified or we are not ready. In the name of the Lord Jesus, you do not call the empty, Father. You feel, hallelujah, the call in the name of Jesus. You do not demand, hallelujah, without empowering. You do not require, hallelujah, without, hallelujah, giving in the name of Jesus. Father, and we declare right now that you be enthroned, hallelujah, now over our hearts, be enthroned over our minds, be enthroned over our time, be enthroned over our gifts, over our influence, over our obedience in Jesus' name. And we say, let heaven hear that you alone are worthy in Jesus' name. And Father, we confess, God, that at times we have, hallelujah, enjoyed the gift while resisting responsibility. We confess, God, that we have prayed for increase without preparing for stewardship. We have hidden, Father God, what you intended to multiply. Hallelujah. We confess, God, that some of us, Father God, fear. Hallelujah. We have a fear of failure. We have a fear of visibility. We have a fear of accountability in the name of Jesus. And so, Father, we ask this morning that you forgive us, Father. Forgive us for delay. Hallelujah. Disguised as discernment. In Jesus' name, forgive us for comfort disguised as wisdom. Forgive us, hallelujah, for silence, God, where you called, hallelujah, for sound and retreat, God, where you called for advancement. In Jesus' name, Father, we repent right now for every moment we ask for more oil, God, but refuse to tend to the flame. In Jesus' name, we repent, Father, for shrinking back when you said step forward. In Jesus' name, cleanse our motives, Father. Purify, hallelujah, our obedience in Jesus' name. Restore the fear of the Lord in Jesus' name. Receive the blood now, Father. Hallelujah. We receive the blood now in Jesus' name. We receive it now in the name of Jesus. We receive it now in the name of Jesus. And we pray right now, God, that you would purify, God, our obedience. Restore the fear of the Lord. We receive the blood of Jesus now. Hallelujah. And we pray, God, that you would wash us, Father. Wash guilt. Wash, Father God. Hallelujah. Guilt in the name of Jesus. Silence accusation, Father, even inwardly in Jesus' name. We pray, God, that you would remove, hallelujah, legal ground of condemnation in the name of the Lord Jesus. And we step out of shame, Father, into sonship in Jesus' name. We step out of excuses into alignment in Jesus' name. And Father, we thank you, God, for what you have already placed in our hands. We thank you for wisdom right now, gained through pressure in Jesus' name. We thank you for discernment, Father, sharpened through trial in Jesus' name. We thank you for favor, God. Hallelujah. That preserved us, God, hallelujah, when others fell away in the name of Jesus. We thank you for doors you've opened and doors you've closed to protect us. We thank you for gifts, God. We thank you for skill. We thank you for insight. We thank you for spiritual authority. We thank you for endurance. We thank you for vision in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father God, for the unseen preparation, Father, for the hidden season, for the quiet strengthening in Jesus' name. We acknowledge, God, that we are not empty. We are not lacking. We are not behind. We bless you for trusting us, God, and we bless you for counting us faithful enough to require more in Jesus' name. And now, God, we ask now, Father, not for less responsibility, for greater grace, rather, in Jesus' name. Give us greater grace. Give us more grace, Father. Increase our capacity for you to carry, God, what you've given us in Jesus' name. We pray, God, that you would sharpen our hearing, Father, so we move, God, when you speak. Strengthen, hallelujah, our courage, God. Hallelujah, so we'd be obedient, Father, and we'd be obedient swiftly in Jesus' name. I pray, God, that you would grant us wisdom for stewardship. Father God, how to pour without, hallelujah, burning out in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, give us strategy, Father, not just zeal, Father, but strategy, Father. Give us timing, Father, not just passion, Father. Give us compassion, hallelujah, that is aligned with assignment in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, I pray, God, that where clarity is needed, Father, bring clarity. Where boldness is required, Father, bring holy boldness. Where discipline is lacking, Father, establish holy order. In Jesus' name. And I pray, God, that you would let our lives answer heaven's requirement with joy in the name of Jesus, not resentment, Father, but with joy. Hallelujah. With fear, not faith, in Jesus' name. And Father God, we come now and we address every force, Father, resisting obedience in the name of Jesus. We come against it now, Father. We come against fear of exposure. We come against failure, fear of failure in Jesus' name. We come against fear of responsibility in Jesus' name. We come against right now weariness of the soul in Jesus' name. We come against distraction that's been sent to delay destiny in Jesus' name. We come against intimidation that whispers not yet in Jesus' name. And when God says now, Father God, we come against, Father God, hallelujah, fear, Father, that whispers not yet in Jesus' name. We recognize, Father, the warfare, hallelujah, not as a sign of error, Father, but as evidence of promotion in Jesus' name. And we declare that resistance, hallelujah, will not be redefine our purpose, Father God. Hallelujah, it will not redefine our response to you, Father, in Jesus' name. But, Father, hallelujah, we exercise our authority through intercession this morning in Jesus' name, and we bind, hallelujah, every spirit of delay, every spirit of procrastination, every spirit of confusion. We bind every voice of accusation that tries to disqualify the called in Jesus' name. We bind false humility that refuses to step into responsibility in Jesus' name. We bind spiritual, hallelujah, paralysis, God, and soul fatigue in Jesus' name. And we loose obedience with joy. We loose courage without compromise. We loose clarity, hallelujah, without confusion. We loose right now endurance without burnout. We loose favor without accountability. We loose grace, hallelujah, for greater responsibility in Jesus' name. We loose divine alignment now, hallelujah, with people, Father, with resources, with timing, hallelujah, and opportunity, God, hallelujah, moving into place in Jesus' name. We loose momentum where there has been greater, hallelujah, stagnation in Jesus' name. And we declare, Father, and decree, God, hallelujah, your promises in the name of the Lord. We speak in the realm of the Spirit, Father. We speak prophetically, God, and with certainty in Jesus' name. And we decree that what has been given will be multiplied through faithfulness in Jesus' name. We decree that responsibility will not rush us in Jesus' name. It will crown us in the name of Jesus. We decree right now that this is a season of release, Father. It is not a season of retreat in the name of the Lord Jesus. We
decree that obedience will unlock doors that prayer alone could not, Father. In Jesus' name, we declare right now that we will not bury, hallelujah, what heaven has invested. In Jesus' name, we will not hoard what God intends to harvest. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we will not shrink back, but we will step forward. In Jesus' name, we decree that heaven's trust in us will be vindicated through fruit. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we decree that our lives will answer the call. Well done, hallelujah, good and faithful servant. In Jesus' name, and Father, hallelujah, we seal this word, hallelujah, that you've released upon us this morning in our spirit. We say, let it burn, God, where complacency once lived, Father. Let it anchor, God, where fear once ruled, in Jesus' name. Let it propel us, Father, into obedience with urgency and with peace. In Jesus' name, we say yes. We say yes. We say yes. We say yes to your will. We say yes to your way. We say yes to your every move. We say yes to your directive. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we say yes to your blueprint. We say yes to your plan, to your strategy. In Jesus' name, not reluctancy. Hallelujah. But resolutely, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we say yes to stewardship. We say yes to responsibility. Hallelujah. We say yes, counted, Father God, among the faithful in the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We say, to whom much is given, much is required. We answer the requirement, Father, that has been given from heaven. In Jesus' name, we call you, hallelujah, the Father of eternity. And we come, hallelujah, by alignment, not by imagination, not by access, not by effort, hallelujah, in Jesus' name. We come by alignment, hallelujah, in the realm of the Spirit, hallelujah. We agree right now with what you have already spoken over this moment, Father, and in our lives, even at the conception of us, in Jesus' name, we step into it right now. We step into what is already open in the realm of the Spirit, and we acknowledge, hallelujah, that time answers to you, in Jesus' name. We pray right now, and we acknowledge that the realms of the Spirit responds to your voice in Jesus' name. That, hallelujah, in Christ, we are not reaching upward, hallelujah, but we're operating from position in Jesus' name. We refuse to pray, hallelujah, from the dust, hallelujah, when you have seated us in heavenly places in Jesus' name. We quiet the soul in Jesus' name, and we silence the flesh in Jesus' name, and we bring internal, hallelujah, noise into submission to the Spirit of the living God. In Jesus' name, we declare now, hallelujah, Father, that you would awaken our spirit to its rightful authority. Let, hallelujah, awareness shift. Let perception, Father God, be recalibrated. In Jesus' name, let the fog of the natural dissolve as the clarity of the eternal, hallelujah, takes precedence. In Jesus' name, we do not strain to enter. In the name of the Lord, we do not strain to enter. We do not strain to enter. We do not strain to enter. We yield, hallelujah, and we find ourselves already there. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, where our attention goes, hallelujah, our authority will follow. In Jesus' name, and we set our attention on the things above, hallelujah, where Jesus Christ reigns. In Jesus' name, we receive access now, hallelujah, not as visitors, but as sons, as heirs of God, hallelujah, who have been entrusted with stewardship. We receive the grace to see before events unfold. In Jesus' name, we receive the grace to discern, hallelujah, before decisions are demanded. In Jesus' name, to move before resistance has time to be organized. In Jesus' name, we reject, hallelujah, a reactionary living. In Jesus' name, we reject being governed by circumstances. We reject being governed by emotions. We reject being being governed by external pressure and pleasures. In Jesus' name, we come under the government of heaven now. Hallelujah. And from this place, we speak to the day. We speak to our day. We speak to our day. We speak to our day. We command the morning. Hallelujah. We command the day, Father, hallelujah, that you will align, hallelujah, time you will cooperate, Father, in Jesus' name, systems, Father, and schedules and conversations, Father, and meetings and movements, hallelujah, and outcomes, Father, hallelujah, that will come into order now because we obey your will. We obey your direction. In Jesus' name, we declare that nothing in this day is wasted. Nothing, hallelujah, is misaligned. Nothing is stolen by distraction or delay. We decree that the hidden things required, hallelujah, for progress, hallelujah, will surface at the right moment. In Jesus' name, we decree that resistance gives way to momentum. In Jesus' name, we decree that favor speaks where effort cannot. In Jesus' name, we establish boundaries in the realm of the spirit. In Jesus' name, no intrusion of confusion, no hijacking of focus, hallelujah, no ship honing of energy. In Jesus' name, we cut off spiritual interference that seeks to dull perception, hallelujah, or fragment attention. In Jesus' name, we refuse heaviness this morning. Hallelujah. We refuse heaviness in our day. Hallelujah. That does not belong to this assignment. In Jesus' name, any burden that does not, hallelujah, belong to this assignment, hallelujah, the assignments that you've given us, we refuse it now, Father. We refuse urgency that is not sent out by heaven, and we stand clothed in clarity. In Jesus' name, we stand backed by heaven's authority. We stand, hallelujah, moving with precision in Jesus' name, and we loose wisdom that knows, hallelujah, what to do and when to do it. We lose insight that shortens process and avoids unnecessary struggle. In Jesus' name, we lose courage that acts decisively and obedience that is unburdened by fear. In Jesus' name, we release results, hallelujah. We release tangible results. We release visible results in Jesus' name. And we are aligned with the will of God. We are aligned with the will of God. We are aligned with the will of God. We say, let what is done today be echoed beyond today. In Jesus' name, let seeds planted now produce multiplied fruit in their appointed season. In Jesus' name, we declare that we are not late. We are not behind. We are not limited. We are not systemized by the enemy, hallelujah, but we are synchronized with heaven's timing. In Jesus' name, we operate from rest, not rushed, hallelujah. We operate from authority, not anxiety. In Jesus' name, we speak, hallelujah, words, God, that carry weight. We speak with prophetic governance in Jesus' name, with apostolic governance, Father, and with the apostolic and prophetic jurisdiction that you have granted us, God. We decide, hallelujah, that we carry, hallelujah, what is given to us, God, unabashed and unashamed, hallelujah. What we decide even, Father, carries consequence, Father. Hallelujah. It carries consequence, Father. And we are aware of this, God, and we seal this posture now. We seal this posture now. We seal this posture now, not as a moment, Father God, or a momentary experience, Father, but as a governing reality. Let this access remain upon those of us who say yes. Let this awareness deepen, Father. Let this alignment become our default. Hallelujah. Let it become our prophetic automatic. Teach us to live from this place, Father, to speak from this place, and to move from this place. Father, we step into this day established. We step into this day authorized. We step into this day with divine awareness that to whom much is given, much is required. We say it is so, so it is. So shall it be, and it shall not be otherwise. We seal it with so be it. In the miraculous name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. I leave you once again with what we started with. To whom much is given, much is required. No more delay. No more resistance. Don't position yourself to be replaced. Whatever mountain you've been called to, you are needed. Don't cause the assignment to delay any longer.
And when I say assignment, I'm not talking individually. I'm talking about a corporate assignment that you've been given to be a part. Do not delay others who are ready any longer. Heaven has given you something, and your obedience is required. At this time, we're going to open the line for anyone who may like to share, if Apostle is on this morning, Apostle Ava, Apostle Fashionette, to the prophets, anyone who may, to our pastors, anyone who may have a word from the Lord that you want to release into this atmosphere, or you may want to respond to what has been released this morning through our prophetic release and our intercession, or you may have a testimony. The floor is open to you now.
Good morning. I am on this morning. I definitely am going to have to go back and re-listen to this word. I was trying to capture a lot of it, but I wasn't able to keep up. But one of the things that really stood out to me was when you said, now I'm trying to grasp it. It was when you said, Don't ask anymore what I need. Don't ask anymore what I need is what you said, because there is a time where you come to the place where God says, okay, and now you're ready. And I loved that part, because we can stay stuck in the beta environment, the testing environment. We can stay stuck, even though we don't like to be tested. We can kind of stay in that environment because there's a fear of being released. There's a fear of, okay, now you're ready, because we're always, you know, we can stay stuck in our mind to the point where we just don't want to now be in the position where it's our turn to pour. And that can come from a lot of different places where we still feel like we're inadequate, or we feel like we need more, but God knows when we're ready. And that was one of the things that stood out. But in prayer, you also said that as you were praying, you said God doesn't fill the empty. And I thought that was powerful. Because there's things that God has given us, you know, mm-hmm. He's already provided us with, and we need to have an awareness of that we are equipped. That's what the Bible says, is that He gives these gifts. He gives these offices for our equipping. And so when you're set under a leader, or, you know, along your way, you've gotten these teachers, you're being equipped along your journey for your time to lead in whatever aspect that is in. And so, yeah, this was really, really good. I'm going to go back and I'm going to sit with it even the more, so that I can really garner all that was said on today, because there was a lot of information and very good information that we all need. And I'm grateful for the word on this morning. Amen. Thank you so much for allowing me to share. I just want to say before I release and I go back on mute, I just, by way of housekeeping here on the line, I want us to ensure, especially those that are, we understand those that are new, but those that have been on here a while, be sure that when you come into the environment, that you come in reverently, that you come in and put your mute button on, because it becomes a distraction when the person is speaking or the person is praying and your line is unmuted. Please ensure, I know it can happen, it's happened to me, you know, it can happen where you don't realize that you're not muted, but make sure that when you come in, to check your phone and make sure that you are muted, so it's not a distraction to what God is saying through the vessel that is leading out and also ensure that you are posturing yourself not to fall asleep. Not to fall asleep. Please ensure that you're positioning yourself when you come into this environment. Remember, you come in reverently. Come in reverently. That means our posture, our everything matters in this environment. God sees all, knows all, you know. And so sometimes it's not our intention, but you know what? Position yourself for success. Position yourself for success. I just wanted to say that in addition, that we want to ensure that when we come into this environment, we come in with a reverence so that we can receive all that God wants to say to us, because there's so much instruction that God is giving us and we don't want to miss it, including me. Amen. Thank you so much for allowing me to share.
Amen. Thank you, Apostle Ava, for your pour and what you've given. And yes, what else? You know, many of us are asking, what else do I need? But, you know, what we should ask God is who needs what I already carry? Don't position yourself to function or live detached from reality. Disassociate yourself from, we like to psych ourselves out by thinking we're not ready or thinking we don't have enough or whatever the case may be to doing what we know God has given us to do. No, you're equipped. The Lord has given us to understand that we are fully equipped in this season for what's to come. So thank you so much for adding Apostle Ava to this atmosphere. Anyone else? The floor is open to you.
Grace and peace, Uncle Prophet DeMarcus. This is Pastor Kim, and I thank you for this prayer on this morning. It absolutely, oh God, I'm telling you, God is just one voice. This is literally the direction of prayer that I was in on last night, just my personal time with saying some of the very same things, just allowing myself, or not allowing myself, but allowing God to continue to keep me sharp, to keep my mind just focused on Him. Sometimes we can get caught up in the day. We can get caught up with the things that are happening. So keeping my mind focused on what He wants from me. Something that you said, I will not hoard what God intended to harvest. That right there really, really, really stuck with me. I won't hoard it. I won't hoard what He intended to harvest out of me. And I too was also moved with He fills the called. You do not require without giving. Like He fills you. He fills you. We go into it thinking, okay, God, what is it? You know, I need. I'm not this or I'm not that. No, He's already positioned you. He's already filled you. He's already giving you the strategy. Run. And so, mm-hmm. reminding myself, He's given it to me. Run. Mm-hmm. I was met with an opportunity on today to not position myself, but speak on my business. Outside of sales as mm-hmm. or outside of doing massage, it was instruction, giving, showing up as the holistic wellness strategist on today. Mm-hmm. And when they reached out to me, you know, you start having those moments like, oh my God, I'm going to be in this room. I'm talking on in a way that I haven't positioned myself before. I'm showing up not in a service skill. I'm not providing a service. I'm teaching. I'm talking. I am showing up as the representative. I'm showing up as the expert on today. And I had to remind myself, God has equipped me with the knowledge. He's equipped me with the strategy. I can walk into this room with other professionals and I'm supposed to be there. God gave me access to this room. I am supposed to be there. So I was reminding myself when, you know, fear tried to come in sneakily, reminding myself God has already equipped me. He's already equipped me. So I thank you for this reassurance. I thank you for this thrusting in prayer today. I truly, truly do. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're very welcome. Thank you for responding. And when you were talking, you reminded me of the parable of the talent. You know, Jesus called the servant who hid his talent wicked. He called him wicked, not because he lacked ability, but he called them wicked because he refused responsibility. And so Jesus had entrusted him with something that was valuable. And instead of stewarding it or investing it or attempting to grow it, he buried it out of fear. So in the kingdom, you know, you're trying to save something can be very looked at as wicked. Not that saving is a problem, not that saving is bad. But, you know, there's a time and a season for everything. There's a time to save, but there's a time to plant, because there's a harvest that needs to be reaped by what God has given you. So we don't want to be passively negligent. We don't want to hide what God has given us. You know, he's trusted us. And so, you know, let's not hoard what God has given us. It needs to be harvested. Thank you so much, Pastor Niece Cameron Carmine. Anyone else? The floor is open to you. You may have a word. You may have a testimony. You may want to respond to what the Lord released this morning. The floor is open.
Good
morning, everybody. This is Apostle Fesh. Thank you so much, Uncle Prophet, for this word and this reminder and encouragement. Yesterday, I was just having a conversation with someone, and I was literally saying that how in this season, and I just believe seasons ahead, like God is just teaching me how to stay in step and literally in tune with him. A lot of times, you know, going back to what you said, like a lot of times we can just resist certain things. And I was laughing yesterday with my supervisor, and I was just saying how, you know, I told my testimony the other day about how I got this new position and how I wasn't expecting it. And, you know, I was like, I didn't plan on being in this space or this particular vein anytime soon, but God had other plans. And I laughed about it because, you know, we can resist things. And even going back to the statement of hoarding and just thinking that, you know, we can do what we desire to do. But I laughed about it because I'm like, you know, God says, you know, like, girl, please, you know, I placed this in you, and I'm going to place you back into the path that I have purposed and called you into. So it's teaching me, just going through this process and just continuing to just allow God to form me, it's just teaching me how to stay in step and in tune with God, not to try to move ahead of him impulsively or strive for anything or even delay, but just stay in step in tune with God. So I thank you for this word and this encouragement and a confirmation as to the place and space and posture that God has me in. So I'm grateful. Thank you.
Amen. You're very welcome. And God, I often say he knows exactly what we need, when we need it, how we need it. And he certainly, as we have quoted several times, he is certainly one voice. And so we give him praise. I think someone else was trying to come in. Whoever you are, you the floor is open. You may come forward.
Grace and peace. This is Denitra. I just want to personally thank you for being in the vein of God. This teaching in that scripture that we use so often, it really allowed me to have a different lens, a different perspective of what that scripture means. What stuck out to me and what you said is take responsibility without striving. When we hear responsibility, we tend to, on our human side, we feel overwhelmed because we are responsible for what the Lord has given us. But our perspective always usually go to fear. Okay, we're responsible for so much. But He has given it to us. He has equipped us. So we're not without the tools that we need to go forth and do what He says for us to do. So that is the best part. And I just want to thank you for your obedience. I want to thank you for your pour. And I really resonated with this teaching. And I just want to honor you and thank you and honor God for this this teaching. So thank you. I love you.
Amen. I love you. As you were speaking, I can hear the Lord giving me to tell you that your faith, Denitra, is not fragile at all. Your faith is not fragile. It's very functional. It's more functional than you even know, than you think. The Lord says that it was never meant to sit in your heart, your faith, that is, never meant to sit in your heart as belief alone. As with all of us, but with you, you literally have the spiritual gift of faith, and it was designed to move your feet. And so the Lord wants you to know that your obedience is unlocking doors that hesitation would keep closed. Don't overthink what He's giving you to do. Don't overthink in this season. What He has already confirmed is in you. Move with what you know, not what you feel. Move on what you know, not what you feel. Move on what you know, not what you feel. Have faith to obey, because God and His promises is right on the other side waiting for you. And that's the word of the Lord to you. Hallelujah. Anybody else? The floor is open.
I wanted to come back. When Denitra was talking, it made me think about how some of what we are receiving from the Lord in our equipping is very new to the earth. Obviously, it's not new to heaven, but it's new to the earth. And so because it doesn't look like, sound like anything that anyone has said to us or anything that we've seen historically, we think it's not God. And remember that revelation is progressive, not in just what we are receiving, but even what the earth is receiving. If you look at history, there were many people that they were the first to do whatever it was. They may have been the first in their family, or they may have been the first in the world even to accomplish a certain thing, right? And so that's why we have like the World Book of, you know, the Guinness Book of World Records, because they, you know, they beat the record of whatever, you know, the shot put, or they, nobody had ever seen or ever heard of the different theories that were released out of scientists, right? And God used specific people to do specific things. And so sometimes it can be the overthinking, as you shared with Denitra, you know, sometimes we overthink things and we're not really aware of the very niched areas that God has specifically given to us. It could be very, very refined. It may be one very specific thing that we are called to do, but because we may feel pressure. We place that pressure on ourselves. We feel pressure like, oh, I got to do it like them. Or we feel even pressure when it's just one thing. Well, I only do one thing and so-and-so does seven things. But as you brought us back to the parable of the talents, each one of them were given. And it's not talking about talents as in, you know, giftings, if you will, but you know, they were given, now your what you're given can be increased, absolutely, but they were given a specific number or a specific thing, mm-hmm. and that thing or things is what God will increase. He's not going to increase beyond what he's given you. And so I just wanted to circle back to that on this morning, that if there's someone on this line that has vision for something that you've never seen before, you've never heard it before, you don't hear anybody talking about it, you don't, you know, no one's bringing it up, a lot of times it's because you specifically have been given that area to steward over. And although no one maybe in the earth has seen it, guess what?
Mm-hmm.
Heaven has. Heaven, mm-hmm. the instruction that you're receiving, heaven is not unfamiliar with. We need to look to heaven more and stop looking always to people. People don't have all of the answers, but heaven mm-hmm. does. And so if we right. look to heaven as our teacher, we will not be led astray. Thank you for allowing me to share.
Amen. Thank you so much, Apostle, for that that thrust and that revelation. And I think that is very, very, very important for us. It's really apostolic in nature. You know, there will be many of us who will start something that has never been seen, never been spoken. I mean, Jesus, when he came to earth, he was teaching things that were different, that were new. And then he did a lot that had never been seen when he was here on the earth. And when he left, he tells the disciples, now you do greater works. So be open to obeying what is unfamiliar and to doing what is unfamiliar and what is unconventional. Amen. It is so God. It is so God. So have faith to obey. Thank you so much, Apostle, for that. I'm actually encouraged by that. There's so many different things that are going through my mind right now as you were speaking. And different avenues and different things that I've never seen before that I want to initiate. So glory to God, glory to God. Anybody, anyone else? Don't want to leave anybody out.
This is Prophet Shan. I wanted to say that just really encouraged and blessed me too. And I'm agreeing with God this morning.
Amen. Agree with God. Amen. Thank you, Prophet Shan. Anyone else? Anyone else? We don't want to leave anyone out. Amen. Well, we thank God that we have made it through another morning of our 60 for 60 initiative. We're going to be right back here at 12 noon, hallelujah, for another round, another dose of prayer and intercession, of prophetic word release, of teaching, of all of that. Amen. This has really truly been a blessing to me, as it has to you. And I thank God that you have positioned yourself to get all that you need within these 60 days. So meet us back here at 12 noon for another round of 60 for 60, another round of prayer. And also we want to encourage those of you who may have never visited or come in person to what we call our encounter mornings. I want to tell you, I'm not the type of person that's, you know, that resounds this, oh, my church is the baddest church in this side of heaven and all of that. No, because all works have something to contribute to the kingdom of God. What I will say is, from my experience and what I know from the conception of Sent Miami, you will discover something concerning you once you encounter whatever we have going on, even if it's just a prayer line. But there's nothing like an encounter morning. We do start at 5 a.m., and this Sunday we're going to participate and go in and worship and be enlightened and educated and get revelation in an unconventional way.
and that is through training. A lot of churches, we have not really seen do trainings on a Sunday morning, but we are a church that is fully equipped with apostolic and prophetic jurisdiction to train and equip, hallelujah, and empower the believers to be all that they can be, right? And so we want you to come this morning as we partake and as we are led through intercession training through our apostle Ava Bethel, and she's going to take us through spiritual mapping. And so if I were you, I would make way to get there this Sunday. I will make way to get there this Sunday. There's a lot that we can and we should learn when it comes to intercession. And there is so much that we can grasp, as this is a house of prayer. Excuse me, as this is a house of prayer, and this is one of the things that we are mantled with, prayer and intercession. And if you know that you're called to pray, you know you're called to intercede. All of us are called to intercede at some level. We want you in the building. We want you in the house. We want you to get what you need and to discover who you are as an intercessor and what God has given you to do in intercession. So we will be taken through training this Sunday by our own Apostle Ava Bethel. So please don't miss out. I do not have the address on me handy. Does anyone know the address or can come forward and give the address really quick?
Good morning. I have the address. It's 14855 Southwest 116th Avenue, Miami, Florida, 33176.
Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor Renita. So please meet us there. We're on the altar at 4 a.m., and our training will begin promptly at 5 a.m. There will be refreshments for you. Amen. And come and receive all that God has for you. Is there anything I may be missing, anyone?
Yes, we want to invite each and every one of you out on March the 6th. It is a Friday. As we've been announcing, Prophet DeMarcus, who is leading us out in teaching and prayer on this morning, he has a birthday coming up on March the 2nd, which is Monday. Just in a couple of days, he will be 40 years young. And so we are going to celebrate that 40th birthday on March the 6th, a Friday evening at 7:30 p.m. Right in the beautiful city of Fort Lauderdale, Florida, the city that he grew up in. It's not technically his home church because he wasn't brought up in that church, but definitely one of his spiritual fathers in the faith, Dr. Jerome Simonet, who is an absolutely amazing man of God. Their church will be hosting that particular, I don't want to call it a service, but it is a service. It's a service. It's a celebration. There will be words of affirmation and encouragement. There'll be songs. I said that it's all things DeMarcus that he loves: God, music, and the people of God, right? He loves more than that, but that will definitely be in the space. And so we want to invite our 60 for 60 family out to join us to celebrate him on that day. I don't have the address for the Restoring Grace before me, but I was trying to find it in my phone. But we will ensure that you all have it this afternoon at the noonday hour for those that would like to attend. If you would like us to send you the invite, we should have a flyer out today as well. So you can check, you know, Sit Miami's social media. You can check even my social media. I'm sure that Prophet DeMarcus is going to post it. You'll see it on our social media pages as well, because we are going to post it. We want the community to come out and share. We want the community to come out and share. Thank you so much, Denitra. It is 1122 Northwest 9th Avenue in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 3-3-3-1-1, and the name of the church is Restoring Grace Community Church. Restoring Grace Community Church. Dr. Jerome Simonet is the pastor, the senior leader of that church. And again, it's 1122 Northwest 9th Avenue, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33311. So join us for the celebration of Prophet DeMarcus on his 40th birthday, and it is also his send-off. Amen. We know that he will be transitioning from Fort Lauderdale, Florida, or the Dania area, the Hollywood, Florida area, to Houston, Texas, in just a couple of months. So we want to celebrate all that God is doing in and through his life. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you so much, Apostle. I love you dearly. All right, everybody. Well, we're going to release this portion of our 60 for 60 until we gather again at 12 noon. Hey, remember, you are stepping into this day established. You're stepping into this day aware, and you are stepping into this day authorized. Go and fulfill. All right. Have a great, great, great day. I love you. More grace.
More grace.
More grace.